Praise God. You know, I want to tell you something about the Word of God. You know, we need to appreciate the simplicity of the Word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. There are deep things in the Word of God. But the Word of God needs to be taught more in the church. Do you hear me?
Amen.
Amen. Because sometimes we are distracted by other things. You know, sometimes we go to church and, you know, I'm going to church to get my dance on. Well, you know what? Dancing is okay, but it needs to be as a result of something. The anointing of God need to be in the place. Are you listening to me? I say the anointing of God need to be in the place. Not just because you got a good drummer or keyboard player. And thank God, we if you play, you should want to play excellent. Amen. You know, if you keyboard, if you're a guitar player, you should want to be excellent at it. If you're a drummer, you should want to be excellent at it. Amen. And God uses music. Yes, he does. Praise God. Ask David. But we listen to me. We still at in 1 John. That's where I'm going. But we must develop for the Word. Amen. It's the Word of God that should excite us. And you know what? When you're reading the Word of God and you are into it, you can be in your house by yourself. Sometimes you just have to lay your Bible down for a moment and get your shout on or get your hallelujah on or your tears of joy. Amen. That's where our joy should come from, is God's Word. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Let's go back to 1 John. We've been in 1 John a while. We hadn't gotten very far, but is that all right with y'all? Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. 1 John. And we're going to the second chapter. Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for the time that we have together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for everyone that's gathered here in the sanctuary. Thank you, Father, for those that's watching us online, if we are up, which I'm not sure of at this time, but if I pray for them as well, that all will have ears to hear and a heart to receive your word. And we thank you. Father, use me for your glory tonight. That's the only reason I'm up here, is for your glory, that I might minister your word to your people. And the people be blessed, and you be glorified. Hallelujah. A little bit, and then I'll make some comments as we go. And we covered some of this last time. But verse 18 says, little children, this is 1 John 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now, that is very interesting how that is written. It didn't say last day, it said last hour. Glory to God. And I believe it. How about you? Hallelujah. Now listen at what it says in verse 19. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Hallelujah. In other words, there are some folks in the house of God that have absolutely no interest in what God wants. It's all about what they want. You still here? Verse 19 again. They went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. You know, I remember in reading in Corinthians where the Apostle Paul was talking to the Corinthian church. And he told him, he says, you need to be saying the same thing. In other words, you need to be united around the Word of God. You know, folks, I mean, it doesn't take much for them to be sidetracked. You know, some saying, well, you know, I'm a Paul. Others, I'm a Peter. You know. When Paul wanted to let them know, listen, I'm nothing but God's messenger to you. So was Peter. But we should all be of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. Verse 20. I love this. Hallelujah. Look at verse 20. But, are you ready for this? But you have an anointing. Or if you're reading from the King James Bible, it would say you have an unction. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And are you ready for this? And you know all things. Listen to me real good. The all-knowing Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, lives on the inside of us. You want me to say that again? The all-knowing Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, lives on the inside of us. Amen? Amen. Because we are born again, right? Amen. But not only are we born again, listen to this. We should be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Greek word there, unction, in the King James, or anointing, in other references, the Greek word there is charisma. How many of you remember hearing, in especially in the 70s and 80s, and you know, some still call that today. How many of you remember hearing about the charismatic movement? Yeah, the charismatic movement. Well, what was the charismatic movement all about? That was a bunch of folks that got saved and got baptized with the Holy Ghost, and the gifts of the Holy Ghost began to operate in them. Glory to God. God would reveal things to them. They would be led by the Spirit of God, and they was excited about it. They spoke in other tongues unashamedly. Amen. Why? Because they were anointed, and they was going after the anointing of God. And let me tell you something. That's the reason. Listen to me good. That's the reason. First of all, you got to be filled with the Word of God. And you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. But that's the reason you need to check your spirit often. Because everything that sounds good is not God. Everything that feels good is not God. Everything that looks good is not God or of God. But we have the Holy One living on the inside of us, and Kenneth E. Hagin, I learned this from him, reading his books and listening to him minister. He said that we as Christians need to be God inside minded. God inside minded. Because the children of God are led, are supposed to be anyway, if they will let him, by the Spirit of God. Amen. We're to be led by the Spirit of God. But you have to have a good foundation on the Word of God. Are you still here? I want to read verse 20 from the Amplified Bible. It says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One. You have been set apart, specially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I'm reading, this is the classic that's on the screen. I'm reading from the latest Amplified version, so it may not go exactly the way you see it there. So let me read again. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. You have been set apart, specially gifted, and prepared by the Holy Spirit. And all of you know, listen to this, and all of you know the truth because he teaches us. Are you ready for this? He illuminates our minds from our spirits. He illuminates our minds. And I like this last one. and guards us from error. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. All right, let's read on. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Listen to this. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist who denies the Father and the Son. Amen. I tell people, well, let me read on verse 23. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. You know, there are many different religions out here. One of the first things, if somebody come at you with something, find out what they do with Jesus. And I said this Sunday, Jesus says himself, I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me or through me. And I've had people come visit, set up in my house. Not lately. It's been years ago. And they try, notice I said try, to cheat, teach me things because I was feeling them out. So I ask them, where does Jesus fit in this equation? But you know, Jesus was this. You know, Jesus, you know, he was an angel or he was a prophet or he was the. But is he the Son of God? Well, you know, hey, listen. Jesus himself said, I am the Son of the living God. And there is no way to the Father except through me. Amen. That's what the Bible says. He who has the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as his or her Lord and Savior, has the Father also. Are you still here? Amen. Glory be to God. Let me read on. Now, like I told you, I was going to do some reading, and then hopefully we get over into chapter 3. Therefore, verse 24. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, what? Eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. Amen. And there are still those out there trying to deceive you. Stay grounded in God's word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Stay prayed up. But the anointing, you see that? Hallelujah. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, it is true and it is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. Amen. Now, don't misunderstand what the word of God is saying here. You know, the word of God's not saying you don't need to do what you're doing right now.
That's right.
Sitting here listening to me teach you the word of God. Because Jesus himself tells us in Ephesians chapter 4. Jesus himself set some in the church. First apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Right? So we have to be taught the word of God, but we also have a witness on the inside of us. And let me tell you something. When you prayed up like you ought to be, and you're spending time in God's word the way you should, it's going to be tough to deceive you. Matter of fact, I'd say impossible. Because you have the Holy One on the inside of you saying, nope. You don't always have to know exactly what's wrong. You just know something ain't right. You ever had food, you tasted it, and, you know, just something wasn't right about it. You couldn't really put your finger on it necessarily, but you knew this something ain't right. I know sometime, and God blessed me with a very good cook, excellent cook. Amen. Miss Kathy over here. Praise God. And she won my heart back in 1973. I came home one weekend from service. We were dating at that time. I always wanted to run by and see her. It was my birthday. You remember that, Wilhelmina? You don't? I pulled up in Mr. Mungo's yard in my little 65 Mustang. Wish I had it today. Convertible, Tony. Black on black. I enjoyed that little car. I was coming to see my girlfriend. I knock on the door. She comes. Well, usually she meet me at the door if she know I'm coming. I walked into the house, and my goodness, it was smelling good in there. And here's the thing. I wanted to see her so bad, I didn't bother to stop to get any food on the way from Goldsboro, North Carolina. So by the time I got to her house, I was hungry. Mildred, I was hungry. But she had fixed, her and her two sisters, younger sisters, had prepared a spread for me. And I tell you what, that sealed the deal. But some of you may be thinking, I don't know if I'm online or not. Say, what does that got to do with what you do? Well, it sure blessed me. But I'm getting back to where I was. She's a good cook. She really is. Amen. But she can cook a delicious dish. And then she can cook it again later on, maybe 6 months or whatever. And I'll taste it. And I think, this don't taste like the last one I had. Something's missing. You know, and we'll try to figure out what it is, what ingredient was left out. Point I'm making is we need to rest in the Holy Spirit, the anointed one within us, that we'll know when something's missing. Because he will let us know. Praise God. All right. Where did I stop at? What verse? 27. Okay. Verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears. Now, listen to me on this. And please grab a hold of this. Now, little children, abide in him. That's live in him. Abide in him, that when he appears, we may have what? Confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thumbs up or thumbs down? All right. I think we're online. Glory be to God. Now, let's go on into chapter 3. And this is so powerful. I think I could read this every day. And I encourage you, you know, when a doctor prescribes you know, take this once a day, take this twice a day. Sometimes it says, make sure you eat first. And, you know, there'll be instructions, right? Well, we have instructions here. Listen, look at verse 1. This is chapter 3. This is medicine to me. This verse 1 is medicine to me. And verse 2. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us. Say he's talking to me. You need to make this personal. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Think about it a minute, folks. God created this vast universe. And then he placed this planet Earth on within this universe. And then he said, let us make man. Created in our image and our likeness. Think about that for a moment. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. We're not God. Okay? But God wanted to create someone like himself, that he can call his children. To the angels, he's God Almighty. To you and me, he's Father. The angels are his ministers. They, in other words, they serve him. They serve him. You listening to me? They serve him. Matter of fact, we make this confession that the angels of the Lord are encamped around about us, protecting us in all of our ways. That's part of their ministry. Amen? Amen. And they have a great ministry. But the Bible tells us that we've been created a little lower than the angels. In other words, we're here in the earth right now. But the Bible also tells us that one day, y'all still with me? The Bible tells us that one day we would judge angels. Because we are part of the family of God. I just want you to get that on the inside of you. Don't just read over it, but meditate on it. Meditate on it. Because we need to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. God didn't call the dogs and the cats and the horses and the cows, didn't call them to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He gave that to us. We're the one that lift our hands and lift our voices to worship him. Why? Because we are in his family. And we can say truthfully, if we're born again, I am a child of God. Amen. Why don't you say that?
I am a child of God.
Come on, say it again.
I am a child of God.
Say this, say, I'm in God's family. And we will live forever. See, we got to grab a hold of it. Let me read it again. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. I know people say, I'm a child of God. Sometimes they just say it, and that's all right. But sometimes we really need to meditate on that. I am a child of God. And you wonder sometimes why the world don't like you? Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that blessed me. Amen. Glory to God. Now, verse 2, put it on the screen. I'm getting ready to close here. 1 John 3, 2. Notice how this verse began. Beloved, listen to me. You may feel like other folk don't like you, but God loves you. God loves you. I want you to get this in your spirit. Say, I am loved by God.
I am loved by God.
Say it again.
I am loved by God.
Hallelujah. Beloved, now are we who? We're not grandchildren. We're not nephews or nieces. We are the very children of God. Why? Because we have been washed by the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. See, it's important that we know who we are. Beloved, now we are the children of God. And I love this. And it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know this. We know that when he is revealed, we shall be like who? Well, don't the kids look like the parents? Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's talking to us, brothers and sisters. It is so wonderful. You may think you're pretty good looking now, but I want to tell you something. When you put on your imperishable body, oh my goodness. I'm looking forward to seeing mine. I mean, I want to finish my course here, but I'm excited about my future. You excited about your future, brother? Hallelujah. We should all be excited about our future because we in Christ Jesus. And we don't know what we shall be. We don't know at all. But this we do know, that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be looking good sitting on that white horse, coming back with Jesus when he come back to straighten this whole mess out. Because, see, we as the church, we've already been caught up. It says Jesus is coming back and his saints are coming back with him. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Jesus and his people. I hope y'all getting what I'm getting out of this. Oh, I tell you what, meditate on it till you do. Because it will excite you. You hear me? It will excite you. Hallelujah. I'll stop right there tonight. Your homework is to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 as often as you need to. I guarantee you it'll bless your life. I'm so glad the word of God reveals to us. See, there's so much that people believe about heaven that's not so. Simply because somebody decided to write a song that doesn't line up with the scripture. That's the reason I'm excited for my loved ones and my friends that's gone on before us. Man. I said, man, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I tell you what, I hope y'all can say the same thing, but it sure blessed me.
Yes.
I'm excited about who I am in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that will never, ever return to you void. Hallelujah. Thank you for loving us so much. Loving us so much. Caring about us.